You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
It's Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached? TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio, the way it should be heard. Arrakis, Dune, wasteland of the Empire, and the most valuable planet in the universe. Because it is here, and only here, where spice is found. Spice. Without it, there is no commerce in the Empire, no civilization. Arrakis, Dune, home of the spice, greatest treasure in the universe, and he who controls it controls our destiny. This quote is the opening statement of the epic presentation of Frank Herbert's visionary masterpiece, Dune. There's one more I'll share with you. This is the Queen's encounter with the people. There's a woman who is selling water to the people. You pay your money, you get one cup of water. She says, "Give them their money back. As long as we rule here, the Atreides family will keep this place in trust for them, the lush green foliage altar. Water will never again be sold at the Atreides door. At the end of every meal, every person who comes to this door will receive a full cup of water." Sound eerie? Are we now paying for water? Oil spills, contamination, nuclear wastes, chemtrails. Oh, yes. Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger was a movie about the controlled distribution of air. I've been criticized by my concerns through movie insights. What does spice represent for you? Ginger gets rid of cancer. Celery decreases blood pressure. Turmeric is an anti-inflammatory. The rainforest? Shall I go on? Who is actively, blatantly, forcibly working to take control of the elements? Who's controlling your destiny? You know, my friends, you know, they say, well, yeah, you're a little concerned about that thing. You probably are overreacting. But science fiction is giving us information. It's in your face. So I'm saying to you, would you consider that your spice is being controlled and or handled in a most, a very strategic way to get control of all the elements that we depend on here on Earth? You understand what's happening to you here? Sugar being put into your food, such as milk, which isn't even necessary. However, what about using milk from animals that are not of your own self? Who said we had to do that? Who said that that was okay? Who is who? Who is they? What I'm saying to you is that you need to pay attention. It's all around you. The information is all around you. And it's saying to you, listen, there's something involved here. It feels evil. It feels negative. It feels bad. It's not right. It's not working. Something about this system is working against you. Your dollars are being collected to take you out. It's kind of like that song I used to quote many times over. You know, you took me down that alleyway and you made me drive. What does someone have to say to you, do for you, that you will in fact pay attention to what's going on with you? You know, I'm here with you and in an hour with experts who will tell you, this isn't for you. It doesn't work. Why are you doing this? Why are you continuing this? And I was passionate about that. Because they are passionate about their work. Then it comes to me that there's an addiction here. There is a component here that we're not talking about enough, or we're talking about it and you're numbed out. However that's working for you, I'm saying to you that it's everywhere. Let me give you a list of what I'm talking about. When a baby comes into the world, if it's not negated in the first place, that child comes into the world in an alkaline body. And when that child comes into the world, it doesn't know a thing about sugar. If you serve that baby breast milk, there's no sugar. It's just all the things that are within you and within your genetics and all the ancestors have passed down to you to give to that baby to survive in a most wonderful way. They are in that breast milk. System says, you don't have to do that. That's inconvenient. You know you got to go to work. You know you have to be a part of this society where you're out of the house. You take that child to someone else and let them raise them. Now, I know this is broad, but it's real. The bottom line is that baby, unless you're like me, will not get the nurturing nutrients of that breast milk. So, here's what happens. Colic, diarrhea, or constipation, agitation, mood swings, behavioral issues, all these things are happening to a newborn child. They don't even know what's going on. Then they receive the inoculations. Now, if you really want to get a sister started, my question has always been, why are they receiving 6 shots at one time within a 6 week lifespan? And their little legs are sore. They develop mucus problems. I get passionate and I'm slow down a little bit. No, I'm not going to slow down at all. They get problems with mucus and flu-like symptoms. They're aching and hurting in places. They can't express it to you. Their appetites shift. They are moody. They don't want to sleep. And then later, oh, yeah, by the way, it is possible that your child will experience this, that, or the other contraindications and issues that have to be dealt with on a medical level yet again. Bring your copay, mopay, wopay. And then we'll talk to you about what we can do to get your child something special. You see where I'm going with this? Now we're talking toddler, okay? Toddler then goes to, problems with bones, problem with concentration, problem with doing basic things. Sure. Yeah, basic things. You know, when I was a child and the children and my mother before her, you were expected for a child to sit up at a certain time. You were expecting them to crawl at a certain time. Appetites would shift at a certain time. It was like clockwork. It was innate. We understood this. We looked for this. And if it did not happen, there was a problem. We needed to fix it. There was an alteration in something that we were doing at home that would make it all right. Something simple like you want your child to eat vegetables, you don't give them candy. You give them broccoli and celery and things for them to munch on and chew on. And, you know, when they were teething, I know people who said their babies were teething on big pieces of fruit seeds. And these fruit seeds would take care of their teeth, or the old-fashioned, I get passionate. You know, you can get a papaya seed or a mango seed and let a child teeth on that. The old-fashioned ginger snaps. You know, they can't break a ginger snap, but what's in ginger snaps? They're hard and they also have that ginger in them that dulls the nerves that keeps the gums from itching and burning. Now, I've got a little something that I want to share with you, because over the week that I experienced conversations with people, here we go. This is what they were concerned about. Just listen.
British beekeepers are alarmed at the rapid decline of the honeybee population. They're calling on their government to help fund much of the needed research. They claim the world's food supply is at risk.
Scientists are alarmed over the mysterious and rapid decline of the honeybee population, and experts fear this could cause great harm to the world's agriculture.
Our bees pollinate so many different plants, and if they weren't doing that work, we wouldn't be having any fruit. It just wouldn't be there.
Well, there is a significant problem out there. It's worldwide. It's no longer just confined to the United States or Europe. Iran just recently reported that they're having bee population problems there. And right now it's called colony collapse disease or colony collapse syndrome. The scientists and entomologists have yet to prove definitively what it is, but right now it's pretty much pointing to problems with certain insecticides and certain pesticides and things like that being somewhat the root cause.
Okay, I needed for you to hear that. That's just one of many pieces of information that is available to you. And you can do this just using your computer. The information is not hidden, okay? It's not hidden. It's there for you to see. Now, here's the thing. Remember I told you that in the beginning of my conversation with you that it sounds a little eerie. You know, bees have been in this world for years, thousands of years. We depend on them for pollination so that we can get to food. I mean, come on. If you don't have the honeybees, they don't pollinate the flowers. And if you don't pollinate the flowers, you don't get that cross over for fruit and vegetables to grow. Any of you have gardens? And when you have your gardens, are you having a good crop? Or are you using pesticides to keep the bugs away so that your little tomatoes and cucumbers can grow? This is the thing that I'm concerned about, because there's a cycle here, like the many cycles that are happening to us. This cycle is taking out our food chain. Who's doing this? Who's responsible for this? It's not just one group or some groups. It's a collective. And the agenda is to control the food population. You see what I mean? And what I want you to understand is that based on everything, you know, we've had experts here for inflammation. We've had experts here for pain. We've had experts here for diet or meal plans. We have experts here to help you exercise right, get you going in the right direction. I ask you at the beginning of the year to join me in some form of good health care and then follow through till the end of the year, reaching your goals. That's what I was talking about. And now that we're in about the eighth month, let's call it entering into fall, you should start seeing some results very, very well. Have you documented those results? Are you good for that thing? All right, well, here's where we are. People are asking questions about, well, why is it that it costs so much just to eat right? Why is it that how am I going to do this? You know what? You have to have a made-up mind. If you knew for a fact that somebody was mistreating your child or poisoning your child or abusing your child in some way, according to Libby, which wall would you go up? What would it take other than God himself to keep you from trying to kill the person, negate the person that was messing with your child? Physically, mentally, how are any social, any Lee family? How are you going to do that? You can't tolerate that. Well, I'm saying to you that there's a system in place that is systematically, purposefully poisoning you and they make you think it's okay. The dummying down of fluoride in your water makes you a little bit listless. You're not ready to just rise up and do something. You're tired. Isn't it interesting how you're always so tired? I used to remember, we called it the good kind of tired. You go out and you do something and you're all into it physically, right? You're sweating. Oh, don't sweat, child, please. If you sweat, you don't smell right. Who told you that? But I'll get to that one. But here's the thing. You get tired. You get tired. And then it's not natural. I'm saying these things to you because there's a reason. There's something happening to you. And I want you to understand that this is just one of the basis for what's happening to you. I want you to take a listen.
The Illinois Agriculture Department illegally seized privately owned bees that just so happened to be resistant to GMO poison. Terrence Ingram, a world-renowned naturalist who once saved the bald eagle from being on the endangered species list, well, he was recently met by the Illinois Agriculture Department, which seized his privately owned bees. The department seized his bees that were resistant to GMO pesticides and killed the remaining healthy queen bees. Ingram had been researching the effects of Roundup, the Monsanto Frankenfood best-selling herbicide meant to make crops more resilient to pests. Roundup itself, well, you know, has a long list of negative effects, with the product even shown to kill human kidney cells.
Has no proof that they were nuisance hives, no proof at all. I had not had my day in court. The hearing wasn't until April 4th. They took the bees on March 14th. If they had good cause, yes. If they had given me a day in court to prove that they had good cause, yes, I'd say that's fine. But when they didn't give me a chance in court to prove it, and without notifying me, without a warrant, I feel my rights have been definitely violated.
But Monsanto, as you know, is above the law, at least here in the United States. So, well, they're even more powerful than the federal government. And as a result of the Monsanto Protection Act, well, there can be no legal action held against them. Now, this guy, Terrence Ingram, he's been raising bees for 58 years. He's been researching Roundup's effects on bees for the past 15-plus years or so. And needless to say, the results of his research were not likely going to be a positive report on the benefits of GMO pesticides. And speaking of Satan's all-time favorite corporation, Monsanto Corporation, last week there was a worldwide march against Monsanto, one of the biggest unified global protests in history. And of course, it was ignored by the mainstream press, but lots of people attended nationwide and globally. Now, here's some footage sent in to us from the March Against Monsanto in Reno, Nevada. And reportedly, MSN said that only a dozen or so people showed up in Reno, but in fact, it was closer to 1,000. So, and I understand that there was a really big, there it is, look at that. That is, damn, that's like the biggest Infowars.com banner I've ever seen. Nice job, guys. I want to thank the Ty Robin. He sent that in, and he posted that march on YouTube. And those guys are out there promoting Infowars in places like Reno, Carson City, Lake Tahoe, and even Sacramento, California. So good job, guys. Way to spread the word.
Visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine.
Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had an oil shortage. Well, yeah, guess in a way we are running out of oil.
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone. TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Look out, automobiles. Here we come. Now that's radio, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation, Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Attending career fairs is a great way to find job leads. You can meet potential employers and ask questions about their company. Just try not to get distracted by all the freebies. Keep your eyes on the real prize, and you might get a few interviews.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Sure, what is it?
I want to tell you about someone being cyberbullied.
What is cyberbullied?
Cyberbullied is when someone is being bullied over the internet and this person can't take it and is thinking about suicide.
Have you told someone?
No, I haven't told anyone but you. It's not my business, is it?
Yes, it is. Tyrell says it's okay to tell the proper authorities. You must tell.
You're right. It is okay to tell, and I might even be able to save her life.
Good, because if you don't tell, I will, because cyberbullying is abuse.
Thanks. I'm going to tell now.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
About the very worrisome decline of the bee population. We are joined once again tonight by Michael Novacek. He is the Provost of Science at the American Museum of Natural History. Welcome back.
Nice to be here, Martin.
We've heard about this problem, actually for a number of years now, the shrinking bee population around the world. Do we know how much the bee population has actually declined?
Well, we have a good sense of, in Europe, for example, these striking statistics in America that we're getting heavy colony loss. I think the estimate in the film was 30% in Europe. So this is very serious stuff.
But why? Have we figured out exactly what's causing
the matter of cause? As the film says, some of the suspects are infectious disease or the lack of plants, diversity of plants that provide food for bees. But it's really, there's more of a mystery to this. What we're talking about is a collapse of colonies that are just due to the loss of adult, the disappearance of adult bees, worker bees. And why? Well, a number of suspects. Infectious disease, maybe a virus. Maybe the bees don't have the immune system that allows them to resist that. There's even some thought that the genetic, the genome is so narrow in these bee populations now because they interbreed that they're not adaptive, they're not flexible for these invasions of infectious disease.
There was that quote in the story that said, you know, if the bees had died off, this is Albert Einstein, humans would follow within 4 years. Is that serious? Is that really a
well, he,
a fact?
It's a poetic way of putting a very serious problem, because think of it this way, you know, bees are the champions of the insect pollinators. Pollination is what drives the modern ecosystem. It's really what the basis is for the crops and the food that we depend on. And if you, bees alone, honeybees alone account for about $16 billion a year in America in terms of crop production. So you could have, if this were permanent, if these things were sustained and permanent, you could have very catastrophic ecosystem, agricultural, and economic results.
Are there things we should be doing, humans, I mean, to try to somehow help the population?
The film talks about